Blog Talk Radio.
What a do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't get mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. So, it's okay. The dagger. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I stay ready to battle. I gotta look up for them booty traps. Eating skinny snacks, you see that rat tail, they off track. She need a match to state, in fact, the world of people in it a fuck. Liars, cheaters, women beaters, everybody's corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm two of the three. Even though I know it's wrong because it happened to me. That shit hurt like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists and killing the bitch. If that happens, I go straight to jail. Life sends in the hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch. I hope that nigga treats you well. I'm moving past you. I see you in my rear view. He just adding all the other bullshit I feel for. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. I gotta stay ahead. If you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck. I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none. Watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil. Dying over Benjamins. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we going through. But now I'm saying, if you see me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas, and my family. People on my level with the money making strategy. Weed is for my battery. I smoke it to charge up. But if I wanna act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 83% in my cup. Watch me as I float around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down. You standing on the ground.
These faces got me dizzy, y'all. I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want a nut, so I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong. Even though the path long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars. Go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always out of home and food. You never ever been poor. You too clean to do some dirt. You don't belong in the street. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slapped a dog?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No. But I pushed her hard though.
Seeing what we mean, you ain't just off for the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, cause you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of O.
No.
Your name should be Todd, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Do you furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all. We never see you at the swap, but you shop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all done said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, please. No more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone.
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
What the devil is that?
Peter and Chris. Sounds like they're in trouble.
God, why is there vomit everywhere?
Is that the Epicac bottle?
Oh, no. No, please, not this.
Oh, God, it's not going to be coming out of us. It's going to be going... Oh, dear God. Oh. Ah, what the hell? I don't want it.
Man, I'm scared.
Oh, God, this is so disgusting. I think I'm going to puke.
Stewie, I don't care what it takes. We have got to fix this. We just ate so much vomit.
Ryan, it gets worse.
Look.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. If you tuned in live or if you're listening to this at your own convenience, this is officially Fuck You Friday. So thank you for being here. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. If you're out there listening live, as always, you can chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. And as you know, tonight is just all talk, no music. So we'll see where things go for the next 2 hours. If I'm going to be here for the whole 2 hours, I mean, it's just a whole lot of shit I've been dealing with this week. And, you know, I'm gonna try to get through it, try to get through this show, try to make things happen. I haven't done a Fuck You Fridays in a while, mainly because, to be honest with y'all, hold on, because mainly, to be honest with y'all, things have been actually going good. So, you know, when things go good, you know, I don't like really bringing up bad things. I don't like really focusing on bad things because I think about bad shit all the time. That's majority of what goes on in my head that most people don't know. I'm always thinking about something that could possibly happen or that may happen or that may already have happened. I mean, again, when you expect the worst, then when the worst happens, then, you know, you're not affected as much by it. Hold on, excuse me one second. But at the same time, it sucks living life like that as well. I mean, I could be the first to admit it. I mean, I don't like being the way I am. I don't like being this pessimistic person, always thinking bad things, always thinking something's gonna happen, blah, you know, this, that, or whatever. I don't like being that person. But at the same time, when that's constantly what is happening and what keeps happening and what you see happening, and then you don't really have a choice. Well, take that back. You always have a choice, but it just so much. Let's just try to recap the week. You know, let's just, as far as I can remember. And first, started off the week, you know, with 3 parking tickets. Now, again, it's the story of my life. Whenever I do feel like things are going good, whenever I do feel like I'm on a good note, when I'm on a good path, when I just feel really feeling good all the way across the board about shit, things happen. Either, you know, things happen to kind of knock me down, and people say things to kind of knock me down, and it happens. It's kind of a reminder how I see it to myself. It's a reminder to, like, don't get too happy. You know, that's why I never really get happy, because every time I get that way, when I'm in a good mode, when I'm in a good place, when I'm feeling good about things, when I'm, you know, I'm happy with the people that I'm dealing with, whenever things are going on a right path and a cool path, then something always seems to happen that just chops that down and, like, snaps me back to reality. Like, nah, nigga, it's not gonna happen for you. That's not your get down. That's not for you. But so, like I said, for starters, three parking tickets in one day. That's like a motherfucker getting fired on his day off. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Now, again, I'm not. I'm one of the top people. Like I said, I'm not. I take responsibility for my actions. But again, it seems like people go through extra levels to fuck with me at times, and it's always interesting. Like, again, with these targets right now, the first one I got, I'm going to chalk that up. You know, that's my fault. I wasn't paying attention. That's just on me. But if I want to get technical about it, at the time when I was parking, at the time I was parking, I was on the phone kind of getting like going through some issues with somebody, not really issues. It was basically somebody just coming down on me about something. We'll probably get to that a little bit later. But it was one of those like, you know, I'm not trying to be on the phone, but, you know, I'm the type that can't tell people like, yo, hang up. You know, but I don't hang up on people, or when people actually want to talk to me for whatever reason or whatever, I give them that opportunity to and blase. But I was just dealing with something that I didn't want to. So as soon as it was over, I just got out the car and just basically went about what I was doing and said, fuck it. Like I said, I just wasn't paying attention because my mind was focused on other shit. If I wasn't being stressed out about that, then I would have paid attention to where the fuck I was parking. But by the time this shit got done and over with, I was just ready to get the fuck where I was going, so I didn't even think about it. So there's that. But then, go to work. You know, work's always a fun place. Give or take, you know, certain things or whatever. We'll probably get to a little bit of that later as well. Go to work. You know, I had a full day work, you know, coming back to my car after work and everything, and there's another parking ticket on my car. So I'm like, really? Then I open it and find out not only is it one parking ticket, it's two parking tickets. The motherfucker who wrote the tickets didn't even rip the ticket, you know what I mean? He sat there with his machine, wrote out one ticket, let it come out, didn't even rip the ticket off, and wrote a whole nother ticket, and then ripped that one off and then folded it in half and then put it in there, you know, in the one envelope and put it on the car. Now, again, I know my responsibility in the matter. You know, the motherfucker want to say I wasn't inside the little boxes and shit that they draw on the ground when you, like, park at meters and shit and everything like that. He want to say that the car wasn't, and it wasn't, but not by that much. You know what I mean? But technically, no, it was not between the squares. But I wasn't all up in the next parking. It's like people could park in front of me and people could park behind me, so whatever. But, okay, no, I wasn't technically in the squares. Okay, you got that. But then you really want to be an asshole about it, right? I mean, I'm trying to understand what type of person would technically do this to somebody. I understand it's your job, but, I mean, this is one of those, like, really by-the-book-ass motherfuckers. And I know everybody knows these type of people at every type of job. There's always that motherfucker that's by the book no matter what, tries to get every single thing. You know what I mean? That motherfucker. So I obviously caught this motherfucker on today. Or it was some motherfucker desperate on citations or writing tickets that needed to get some out or whatever. I don't know. But this motherfucker right here, he going to sit up here. Not only did he write me the ticket for not being inside the box, but then the motherfucker going to say I was over 12 inches from the curb. So that means after he hit me with the ticket with the box, this nigga had to get the ruler or something like that and sat there and measured, you know, the distance between me and the curb. Now, I'm just trying to understand, like, why, yes, again, it's your job, this is what you do, but really? I mean, come on, really? Did that make you feel better during the day? I mean, did this make you, what was going on? Or were you just so pissed off or whatever? You know, I wish I could talk to certain people sometimes. As much as I don't like to talk, certain people I wish I could talk to. This is one of the dudes I wish I could talk to. So I could just ask, like, man, you know, like, or maybe I'm just over-exaggerating. But, you know, to come off of work into some shit like that, it fucked with me. And then the type of person that it takes to do some shit like that, it takes a certain type of person to you already got one. You know what I mean? It's not like I was blocked. You already got one. You could have let that one go, but no, you want to put another one on there just because. This is shit I be talking about, but again, it's my fault though, right? Like I said, because I wasn't inside the box and I was over 12 inches from the curb, even though the car wasn't all the way blocking traffic or anything. But that's my fault. So it's something that I had to deal with. So bam, knocked back into reality type shit. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers knocked me back in, you know, with my pockets real quick. And that's two. That's three tickets in one day. So that's 50. I think one was like 60-something, and one was like, I don't know if it was 60 or 70, or maybe it was even 50. I don't know. No, the first one was 50. One's $50 even. Like I said, another one's like 70, I think, and I think one was like 60. So add that up. So 50, 150, and some, you know, like one, I don't know, 80, almost 200 just for parking. Out of check that I ain't even got yet. Then, you know, I'm not the type of motherfucker. I don't want to put the motherfuckers off, because you put the motherfuckers off, then they go up and don't want to be the motherfucker to pay them hundred-some dollar tickets. And then past that, the motherfuckers come look for you, you know what I mean? After that, they start looking for to boot cars and shit and things. You know, I'm not trying to go through none of that. But, okay, my fault. You know, pay attention to your parking. So, yeah, sure enough, though, motherfucker, like I said, when I'm parking now, I'm making sure I'm in between them motherfucking squares. You can believe that shit. You know, I don't really worry about the curb too much, but that shit don't be sticking out like that. But, I mean, I'll be definitely in them motherfucking squares. I mean, it's just a lot, and just people as well. You know, there's a lot of things people have been doing lately towards me that I don't agree with, that I haven't been going along with, and everything. And some people have just been surprising me. You know, like really, that's how you feel. Really, that's where you're at, or that's what you think about me. And it's really interesting, I guess is the best word to use, because in a lot of cases it boils down to just that they don't understand, and I don't feel as if I need to explain myself. Maybe that's the hardest thing that I have to deal with, because I'm expected, you know, to explain myself in a lot of ways for a lot of people on a lot of different topics and things and this like that. And, you know, I'll be on that shit like, you know, only God can judge me now. I'll be on my POC shit. Like, I don't feel that I have to do anything except stay black and die. So when people feel like I have to do certain things, or I should be doing certain things or whatever, I mean, I start to feel some type of way about that. But again, I'm walking a line right now in my life where it really boils down to, is it me or them? You know, is it me? Am I gonna put myself forward? Am I gonna put myself on one about, you know, am I gonna keep doing what I have to do for myself and what I have, you know, what goals that I have to pursue? Or do I go by what other people want for me, what other people think I should be doing, what, you know, because that has always been the story of my life, and that's the hardest part that I've had to deal with in life, is the fact that there's nowhere that I can really be me. You know, I've always been somewhere where I've had to have some type of interaction or relationship or whatever with somebody else. And you know that you have to act accordingly if you choose to, which is what I do. I choose to act accordingly because, again, I think that I just give a fuck, and I hate that I do, because I swear, and it feels like that, it ain't that many people that do. Or if they do, they have a really fucked up way of showing it, or a weird way of showing it. And people say things go over my head a lot. People say I don't understand a lot of things. Maybe I don't. I mean, I'm the main motherfucker to try to make shit as simple as possible for people. You know, I try to, because I don't like complications. I don't like issues. I don't like problems. So I do everything that I can to not create them. I've dealt with so much in my life, and I don't understand why people, you know, want me to keep getting involved in certain things. Or, you know, and even the biggest thing, which I can honestly say, and it must be true, because, you know, if enough people say it, then it must be, like I said, it must be true if enough people say it. But I've come to realize that, you know, a lot of the people that I've dealt with throughout life have all come to say the same thing about me. You know, I'm not much of a talker. I keep to myself. I don't do conversations, you know, things like that. And it's true. I don't do a whole lot of talking. I can carry on a conversation, but I mean, I feel that there has to be a reason for us to be having a conversation. We both have to have a reason for us to be carrying on a conversation, you know. There, so I feel that way, or just don't say anything at all. And like I said, I really keep quiet, because like I said, when I was again, explaining myself, but I mean, I can do that here, which is also what makes people mad, but we'll get into that a little bit later too, I guess. But I guess the main reason I don't do a whole lot of talk with is a lot of reasons. I guess let's just go through them, because people always want to know why I am the way I am and this and that or whatever. Well, number one, talking never solves anything to me, in my opinion. It seems to lead to more problems. Oh, wait, no, backtrack before we even get there. When it comes to talking, and let's keep it between, you know, like men and women type shit, because, of course, you know, so, my bad, I'm getting distracted. I have to sip this drink real quick. Hold on, give me a second. Because there's been many times that people come at me about shit, and I feel a certain way about it, or I take it a certain way, and they wonder why I'm taking it that way. And there's a lot of the lines that I hear that people come at me about, like, I'm only talking to you, why are you getting like that? Or we're just talking, but it's not talking. I talk to people all day, every day. I know the difference between when somebody wants to actually have a conversation and when somebody wants to get on you about something or question you about things and everything like that. There is a difference. And people always want to act like that I'm the crazy one when people are coming at me about shit. And I'm saying, and I say things like, yo, why are you interrogating me? Why are you coming in? Or I shut down, or I, you know, shut up. I don't say anything. I get real silent. I start to have an attitude too. Why? Because I feel, and you're making me feel that way, but you don't understand why you're making me feel that way. You know, tone. When people talking to you, you know, I do music. I listen to people. I've listened and I've dealt with many types of people throughout my life. So I know when somebody's coming at me about something and when somebody wants to have a conversation, because you feel a different way. You say, you talk in a certain way. Your mannerisms are a certain way. Your tone and the context in which you speak, you know, all these things are taken into effect when you actually want to have a conversation or talking with somebody. But people don't like to talk. You know, when you hear, or this is what I'll be talking about. This is why it's just so hard, because people can't do basic shit. I'm the crazy one though. You could talk to me all day, but you better actually be talking to me. You know what I mean? It's hard to explain it to somebody, but I mean, like I said, or maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one that's tripping, because I swear the way some people be coming at people sometimes is not talking. Especially like I feel I've been being interrogated before by actual police. So if I feel that same way about somebody I'm sitting next to or somebody I'm fucking, then that's not a good feeling. And it's crazy because, like I said, I don't question people. And I think that's another reason why people are able to talk to me, or are like people want to talk to me, or they want to tell me things, because I don't judge. I don't pass judgment. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't cuss people out. You know, I don't get all hot and heated at people for whatever. You know, I don't do certain things. It's not that I don't care. It's just that who wants to do that? A lot of people, but why would you want to do that? And then half the time, or majority of the time, like I said, I was also taught if you don't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. I don't have a lot of nice things to say, especially if you done already pissed me off in a way where I don't even want to talk at all. Now you just should just leave me alone or just keep going. Like, okay, you keep talking. Because if I interact with you, things are going to get worse. And if people say things along the lines of, well, if I can't even have a conversation with you or we can't talk and everything like that, then how are we? But what do you want to know? And it's funny because I can actually carry on actual conversations with people and everything, but the only time there's an issue and when there's a problem is when people want to start asking questions about me. That's where the issue and the drama comes in. That's where the problems come in. People can talk about other people. People can talk about their family. Like I said, people tell me all their stories. Why? Because, again, I feel I don't judge. I feel like I don't make them feel bad for talking to me. The most they feel bad about is to talk because I don't respond or answer back or anything. But how can I tell you about what you have been through or anything like that? Because I haven't been through it. And even if we have been through the same thing, that doesn't mean we handle things the same way. So who am I to sit here and, you know, but the most I can do, but that's another thing that people do. People do ask me advice, ask me for advice. And I tell them what I think at that point. But it's because you asked. Offer my opinion on people's shit. Or, you know, I don't put my two cents in on people's shit. I don't. Because, again, it's not my shit. That's your shit that you dealing with, that you going through. And it's not that I'm not here for you or whatever, but again, what am I going to say? All the basic shit that people want to be heard or whatever, you know, is going to be okay. You know, fuck that bitch. Don't worry about it. I mean, I can sit here and do that. But why, again, the purpose in that is what? That's where I'm at with it. Again, maybe I'm just way too out of contact with shit now and everything. I'm just really too far gone because again, I'm just much more about action. Again, why I don't talk because another thing, I have serious trust issues. This is not nothing new. This is not anything. You know, it's not nothing. Like I said, it's not nothing new. People know this, It's surprising why people don't understand why I don't talk. To me, it's surprising because, again, every person I've ever confided in, any person I've ever talked to, any person, you know, that I've ever told shit to or anything like that has always tried to use it against me at some point. Always. Which is why I don't fuck with people, which is why I'm not dealing with people. But these same people, like I said, still try to creep in, come around and try to fuck shit up every now and then. Why? Because they have information on me. Why? Because I gave it to them. Why? Because at some point I trusted them. I thought everything was going to be cool. I thought it was going to be okay. And it didn't. And now it's backfired. So, yes, I have serious fucking trust issues. And that goes, and again, that's from, I've had family that has fucked me over like that. Bad. Crazy bitches, you know what I mean? All kind of motherfuckers and took information that when shit was cool, I thought things were going to work out and everything was okay. And it just didn't turn out that way. So I learned that it's good to keep information to yourself. But in doing so, you know what I mean? And in doing that, it pisses people off. Because for whatever reason, I don't know why, And again, like I said, when people tell me things, I don't tell other people's business. Even when people do me foul and dirty, I still don't, you know, I still don't blast them with their secrets, blahs, unless, like I said, the times I do, it comes down to music. That's the only time. Don't let us be cool or whatever, and everything has happened twice so far, at least as far as my music career goes. Niggas I work with, niggas I was fucking with or whatever on my music tip, and they turned on me and tried to drop diss tracks and shit like that, like I don't got all their information. Yeah, them niggas, I blasted. Lyrically. But as far as females go and family and everything like that, nah. Bitch did me foul. I got all kind of dirty pictures and shit of her and everything like that. What kind of nigga am I? I could be one of them niggas posting up on these X sites and having her pictures everywhere, blah, blah, blah. But for what? I ain't that type of person. Anybody that's fucked me over or anything like that, and I have full reason to get back at them in any shape, way, or form that I see fit, for what? I just know not to fuck with you. But again, in doing that and having been through all that and, like I said, constantly people fucking me over, then you learn to just – you learn how not to get fucked over. And how do you not get fucked over? Don't share a whole lot of information. I mean, the less people know, the less they got to hurt you. At least that's what I thought. I mean, it's a fact. So, I mean, that's just something else. I don't, like I said, that's serious trust issues. Because when everybody you know or have known has fucked you over in some shape, way, or form, then you learn just not to trust people. And it's crazy because even when dealing with certain people, it's like, I look at my family, right? And people don't understand where I've come from or what I've had to go through or whatever to get to the point that I'm at. It's not like I just became this person. You know what I mean? It's not like I just woke up one day and, you know, this is just who I am. This is just the person that I be, you know, it's the person that I've become. I am the good guy. I wanted to be the good guy. I was raised to be the good guy. But everything has shown me that being a good guy don't get you shit except hurt. Fucked over. That's exactly what it shows. And when you're not the good guy and you're the bad guy, you're somebody else or whatever, then it's all about who gets fucked over first. But when you're not out to look to fuck people over, then at least you're at a disadvantage. So it's just, and especially hard when you're dealing with, this is another one of my problems, I think, as well, or, you know, another reason why I don't talk that much. Because, again, when it comes to trust issues, and I don't forget shit. I don't remember shit, but I don't forget shit. Let me explain. I don't remember you. I don't remember birthdays. Like I said, I don't remember how old people are. I don't remember what you like to eat. I don't remember a lot of shit. But if you fucked me over or if you done something foul to me, I will never forget that. And I don't know this that I can't forgive people. Some people I can't. But once I know what you're capable of, then it puts me in a certain mood. It puts me in a certain place with you. And as much as I try to get over certain things or believe in certain people and everything, it shows. Right when I start believing in people, right when they do something or they act a certain way or they create something that makes me look at it like, are you serious? This is exactly what I was talking about. This is exactly what I wanted to avoid, because I don't want any problems or issues. And people tell me all the time, they give me warnings or something or whatever. You know, that's something else. Like, you don't have to warn me. I don't want a warning. I want everybody to be happy, too. I want everybody to be happy. So that's and why people don't want to be happy, you will never, or trying to figure out, because it's so frustrating. This is where I get frustrated. This is where my frustration comes in. Because I swear things don't have to be the way they are between me and certain people, and even people and whoever else they deal with, or whoever y'all out there dealing with. Certain things don't have to be a certain way. Maybe right now you're out there dealing with somebody where you're like, why the fuck is it like this? You know what I mean? Or you're trying to find the answer to something. It's not difficult. I don't understand why people can't just enjoy being happy when you are happy. And I don't understand why, when it comes to me at least, and the people that I deal with and have to associate with, they just, like, everybody likes me. Everybody, you know, wants to be involved with me in some shape, way, or form. I'm not saying that to blow myself up or anything, but everybody, like I said before, everybody wants me how they want me to be. Nobody wants me for me. That I know. Because it's been proven many times. Because every time I'm dealing with somebody going through something, everybody's trying to change me. Everybody's trying to change something about me. Everybody got something to say. Everybody got something to say about the things that I do. Well, everybody got something different to say about, let's say, different aspects of my life. Maybe that's a better way to put it, because I'm involved in a lot. Some people got something to say about this radio show. Now, you don't get paid for that. Why you waste your time? You can talk to all these people and everything, but you can't say nothing to me, and you can't talk, and you sit out here and, you know, tell all your business to strangers, and why? And then the shit that I do say, why you say that? Do you really mean that? Who is you fucking with? Who are you talking about? You better not, you know what I mean? I'm going to fuck you up. Like, all kinds of, just behind the radio station. Different shit. People don't like the radio station for different reasons. Some people like, hate it for the same exact reasons. But these same people are the ones who call in or listen in at their own convenience whenever, just so they can have something to say to me. When I'm the first one to say, if you don't like this shit, don't fuck with it. Don't listen to it. It's simple. And if you choose to, then don't get on me about what I say and what I do here, especially. Because like I said, I don't have many things to call my own. This I have. This is mine. This is close to a home as I'm going to get. Like I said, 2 hours. 2 hours almost every other day. So what, 5 shows, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 hours a week. And that's even if I get to do the shows. So you best believe, just like I said, just like any other time, when I walk into my own house, when I ever get my own shit, nobody gonna be able to say nothing about my shit. Or you can say what you want to or whatever. You don't like it, get the fuck out. Martin Lawrence, guess that's stepping. The door is right there. Because best believe, if I don't like the places that I'm at, or I don't like being somewhere, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to waste my time or yours. The cold part is, a lot of places I like to be places, but it's like when I get there or when I am there, like I said, I'm still catering to somebody else. Because you can't go to somebody else's shit and you have people cater to you. It don't work. Some of y'all got it like that. Maybe. I don't know. I don't got it like that. Despite what people think. That's how it should be. But again, no. You do what your own shit as you want. Again, I don't require or expect that from people. But people seem to always require or expect things from me. And like always, like I said, I'm not a complete asshole about things. I say it all the time. If I can do it, if I can handle it, if it's nothing serious, like I said, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to do it. Point blank period. Going to be real quick, simple, not even going to be a question. You know, especially depending on who you are. It's going to be automatic. But there are certain things that, you know, it's more psychological for me. And I say it all the time. I need a shrink. I need somebody to talk to. I need somebody, but somebody with an unbiased opinion. Unbiased. If I'm fucking you, you have a biased opinion. Period. So off top, no, I can't sit there. You're supposed to be able to confide in your girl and tell her everything. But no, I can't. Especially if you done already fucked me over at some point. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. It's really hard for me to do certain things. Like I said, when I know what you're capable of and if you're capable of some fuckery, then it's even harder to, like, sit there and console and, you know, and be like, babe, this is this, and, you know, and it's even harder to do that. Because when I'm about to do it, I think about, you know what, this girl did this or did this to me and everything. How can I? But then if I feel that way, then I shouldn't even be involved right in the first place. But no, because, again, look, it's not about me in a lot of situations. Because this is what people get twisted. Because I'm going to be okay. This is why I don't, like I said, I don't talk about me a whole lot unless, like I said, the shows or whatever like that. I'm talking about in person when people deal with me, talk to me or whatever. We're dealing with each other. But the main beef that people have with me, at least that's what it seems like, that's what I'm getting, is that, you know what, it's communication. But again, I'm a man of action. Look at what I do. You know, look at what I've been doing. Like I said, I've been working since I was 13. It's crazy. And then, like I said, when I feel like I'm up, you know, people try to knock me down. Somebody, I was told I didn't have, or it seemed like I didn't have any ambition. You know, I'm just lazy. I don't want to do shit with my life. You know, I don't want to, you know, what? I don't got any goals. And I'm like, is that shit really, like, are you fucking serious? But again, you know, people don't fucking know me. And again, that's my fault too, because like I said, I don't disclose information like that. I don't feel I have to sit here and dictate what my 10-year plan is or whatever to people. You either trust me or you don't. You either believe in me or you don't. That's what I go on. That's what I've been going on for a long time lately. Faith and hope. Hard work, dedication, that's just what I do. But faith and hope. I have faith in people, sadly enough. I put faith in people. If I'm dealing with somebody, if I'm talking to somebody, if I'm fucking somebody or whatever, I have some type of faith in that person to, you know, well, let me put it this way. I don't try to change people because, again, I feel you need to be who you are, and I have faith that you will make the right decisions if you choose to deal with me. Let me put it that way. But nobody has no faith in me. It's not reciprocated. You know, people always got to know all the information, all the details, this, that, blah, blah, whoop, whoop, or whatever, like we trying to go rob a bank or something. What the fuck? What is all this information about me going to do for you? Besides this what? You're just going to be like, oh, okay, well, thank you. I mean, I don't get what it does outside of you just wanting me to tell you everything. That's the reason, because you want me to. Like I said, I've had people try to explain it to me and this, that, and everything, and they just don't get it. And again, that's partly my fault because the reason I don't tell people everything is, like I said, I don't want you to know. There's no real beef or anything like that because obviously we're still dealing. But why can't we just just enjoy each other? Why can't we just have fun? Why can't we chill, relax? Why do we gotta, where does all this come from? And then also I'm the type of person, like I said, that I feel whatever information I'm supposed to receive or I'm supposed to find out about, I'm going to find out, it's going to come out on its own. I don't have to go searching for it. I don't have to be asking people questions. I don't have to be all up going through your Facebooks or on your Instagrams and this, that, to find information and everything. No, it's too much energy. It's too much work. Like I said, simple. Try to keep it very simple and plain. Like, not trying to be boring about it, but just certain things I'm not going to, I'm just going to eliminate. And I said, what are me telling you my problems going to do? What? Me telling you I have a heart condition? Is that gonna make things better? You know that I'm not supposed to be in stressful situations? You know what I mean? Because it could cause an attack where I would have to be rushed to the hospital and everything like that. It has happened before. But, you know, what is that going to do? What is that going to do? Is that going to calm you down? Is that going to get you to be cool about shit? No, you're still going to act the ass when you feel like it. So my heart condition and not needing or wanting to be stressed out doesn't matter if you want to be speaking medically. What else? What, you want to talk family? How my grandmother's been in and out the hospital for the last 2 months? You know what I mean? On top of that, I have known people whose family members have died and everything like that lately within the last couple of months. So you think that type of shit's not weighing on my head where I can come stop by my mom's house one day and something maybe happened to my grandmother, or I may receive a call while I'm at work talking about my grandmother's in the hospital or whatever. You know, she just had surgery, got to go back for another surgery. She can't even go home. She don't even live out here. She can't even get on the plane. You know, so, but yeah, what's that information going to do for you? How does that make you feel better? Or how are you going to use that information to make me feel better? What, work? You want to talk about work? You want to talk about my job? That's what you want to do? You want that bit of information, how they're going to cut my hours at the end of the month? You know, I was already part-time. They was already trying not to give a nigga extra hours and everything like that. They're going to chop them down even further. You know, you going to do something about that? Is that bit of information going to help you? The fact that, you know, even when the fact that, you know, somebody brought it up to me too, you know, again, this bit of, what else is going on? What else? my music. Want to talk about music for a second? You know, why that's an issue and why that's a problem? Because how I can finish an album, but I can't push it the way I want to. I can't promote it the way I want to because I can't back it financially the way I want to because, again, back to the work situation and making money, and I don't want to do anything illegal or extra or whatever to make money. Then it's find another job. Okay, well, let's go find another job. It only took me a year and some change to get this one. You know, so, yeah, I could just go find one just like that. You know, and then people tell me, well, you want a job or a career, you know, like, it's just crazy how people talk, like, you know how many motherfuckers don't even have a fucking job, period? And I was actually happy to have a job till somebody brought it. Well, that's not a career doing that. Like, well, yeah, you're right. I'll give you that, but damn, could I have enjoyed it a little bit? Shit, I'm making some fucking money. I'm not sitting on my ass. I'm not doing nothing. You know, school, I'm 1 year away of finishing school. College, you know, because when I was in college. But, you know, you don't know the whole backstory of college. Like I said, I could have finished school if the school didn't fucking lie to me. You know, I wasted 2 years of me being there when I could have already been done long before that. Student loan debt that I'm still trying to pay back. You know, and I would go back to school, but then I can't get another student loan until I finish off the one I got, or they're going to double up the one that I take out, which is going to even be worse. And then on top of that, when do I got time to go to school? When I got to work to make sure to pay the bills that I do have. And then I'm creating another one. You know, I guess maybe I can go to night school or anything like that. But no, I want to finish school where I started. Like I said, I wasn't in no Southwest College. No offense to people out there or anything like that. I'm just saying I wasn't in no community college. I was going to Cal State Northridge. If I'm going to finish something, I want to finish what I started. I'm going to finish where I was at. I need to go to SC. You know, SC. You know, I want to finish where I started because that's where all my credit and shit is. And I want to. And if I'm going to do something, I want a career or whatever in radio broadcasting, which is what I was doing when I was in school until I got fucked over in school. And there aren't that many radio broadcasting programs out there with some actual credibility. Why I think we're grilling it and I'm doing this shit right here on Bang Out Radio. I'm trying to at least get my practice in. So if I do come up on some money and everything like that and do finish, I got some experience under my belt. I just got it. Shit is fucking nuts, man. Fucking nuts. All right, a homie calling real quick. This ought to be interesting. Let's see what's up. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
What's poppin', Pippin?
Not a poster man doing the show. What's up?
Yeah, you in the garage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like up the street, nigga. I'm about to...
You got some weed or something?
Man, motherfucker, I ain't got no goddamn.
Oh, yeah, you don't smoke no more. Damn it, man. Bring me a bottle or something, a cigarette. Something. Nah, just playing. But yeah, I'm back here.
This nigga.
But yeah, I'm back here. All right. The homie coming through. This ought to be interesting. But yeah, it's just a whole lot of fucked up shit going on, man. And with people, again, people don't know me, and that's my fault. But at the same time, don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, don't people know that the ones you got to watch is the quiet ones, or the ones you got to watch is the ones that don't do a whole lot of talking or whatever? I mean, I don't know how you get lazy or, you know, I don't know how you get that out of me, even just by looking at me. So, and it really fucks with me when people talk about you or talk about you, your life and everything, when they don't know nothing about you or your, well, they may know about you, but they don't know about your life. What you've been through to get where you're at, what you've had to go through, which is exactly why I don't speak on nobody's life. And if I do, like I said, I don't speak on people's shit at all. If you ask me or whatever, I'm going to speak on what I see and what you tell me. That's all I got to go on. I see, lucky for me, like I said, if you should base, well, people always never see shit. Because, again, I don't show off a lot of things. I'm not going to, if I'm struggling, you're not going to know I'm struggling. I'm not going to show you I'm struggling. Why you want to know I'm struggling? You're going to help me not struggle? So why would you want to see me struggling? I don't get that either. And it's crazy because I present myself the way I present myself because I don't want sympathy. I don't need it. Another reason why I don't talk to people, because I already know how people are going to come at me or how people are going to come, you know, respond. And ain't nothing that people can say to me or respond to me that I either haven't heard already or that I don't do myself. I am my own worst critic. I know these things about myself already. Anything you think you done found out about me or any of that shit that, oh, this is, I know already. You think I don't know myself? So it's not like you're telling me anything new. So there's that. And then, like I said, different people react different ways. There are those people that ought to be like, you know what, they'll be the ones that'll be like, you know what, you got a job, well, you're not making enough money. Well, get another job or get a better job. Or it's like, duh. I mean, like, oh, if I could do that, then I would. It's simple. Then there are other situations and there are other things that go on where it's just not that simple. it's about how I'm going to deal with shit and how I'm going to handle shit and everything. But again, these are just things that, these are just reasons why I just don't get involved in certain things. Life is too stressful already. So why add more stress? All I do and try to do for people, with people and everything, is alleviate stress. Alleviate. Get rid of. Make things better. In the best way that I know how. And the way that I know how is keeping my mouth shut. Because, again, people want to hear, listen to me talk. They always claim they want to know what's going on in my head, blah, blah, this, that, or whatever. But every time I actually say something or every time I give people the real, it winds up being worse. Every time. It's not like I ain't tried. It's not like I ain't gone through it. It's not like, you know, but every time. People always want to try to talk to me on some real shit or whatever, but can't handle the real shit when it's coming out of my mouth because they don't get it or they don't understand. And people always talk about, I don't understand what people want from me, but it's like, I do. I understand people want to talk, conversate, and everything, but if you can't handle it, and again, I know that you can't handle it, then why, I'm not going to go through that. Especially after, you know, especially after things, you know, the situation had already get tense, or, you know, I'm already wound up or everything like that, or whatever issue may be going on. It's like there comes a point where it's like, you know what, that's enough. But it doesn't matter to people. Certain things don't matter. Like I said, people do what they want to do, when they want to do, how they want to, and don't give a fuck what anybody else think about that. And again, then when I start saying something or whatever, then it goes to the extreme. Like I tell people all the time, people be trying to talk to me or whatever, and I be trying to do certain things, or if I'm otherwise occupied, or it's like, no, I just don't want to talk right now. Well, fuck it then. I don't want to talk to you at all anyway. Fuck it. And just don't say nothing at all. My mom's done that shit before, too. It's crazy. Like I said, even in outside the family, wherever I go, it's always somebody doing something that's just weird. People call me weird. Because it's like, mom, I'm having a bad day, you know what I mean? And my mom will fuck with me or whatever just because. It's like, mom, I have a bad day. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Well, fine, I don't got to talk to you. You don't got to talk to me. We don't got to talk to each other. And it'll just be it. I'm not saying all that. I didn't say all that. But that's the point that we get to. And then it's like, okay, well, fuck it then. Fine. Well, if that's how you want to take it, then so be it. Because you don't want to see that I'm just stressed out, that I'm just, and again, it's not just, it's just people, period. When I'm stressed out or if I just don't want to be, then it's, you know, well, fuck what you thinking and fuck what you going through. But let it be anybody else. Let you want to talk or whatever, or let you want to be careful. Then it's like it has to be done right now, right this second. Fair? No. Life? Yes. But I'm the crazy one again. You know, I'm the one who's losing it. I'm the one who's not all the way there. And I'm very plugged into reality. I think that's the worst. Not really bad for me, but it seems to be bad for other people because again, I don't get caught up in that shit. I'd rather just deal with what's going on in front of me and what's happening now, and hopefully, like I said, it stays as positive as possible for as long as possible. Because then even when it goes bad or something does fuck up or whatever, at least I can say, well, it was fun while it lasted. And at least you ain't going to have nothing bad to say about me. And the only bad thing you're going to have to say about me is what, I didn't talk? What kind of shit is that? Sometimes I wish I was a mute. If I was mute, so I had no choice. I couldn't do no radio show. But what if I just couldn't talk? What if people couldn't talk? What if we couldn't talk, communicate? There's no other way to find out what's going on, you know, with people. There's no other way to to know what's going on, to feel a certain way, to act a certain way? Because, again, when it comes down to basic talking, most people don't even know how to talk or how to talk to somebody or a person. Especially if you've only been dealing with certain type of people all your life anyway. Maybe you only know how to talk to certain people. You know, not many people can talk to everybody or anybody, if you get what I mean. You've been bred so long to only talk a certain way or around certain people or with certain people, and you can't do nothing about that, which is fine. That's your business. But, again, I know how to talk. I know how to carry on a conversation. I know how to get involved in certain things or whatever if I choose to or if there's a reason to. But if there's not, there's no point in wasting any time. But that's, again, see what I mean? But this is what, but because people like to flip that around too, saying shit like, well, I'm not going to talk to you because now I'm wasting your time. And people want to take things too far. And people always want to, I don't know, I guess people talk to me at the wrong times. You know, they want to they just pick the weirdest times to try to have conversations with me. Either after they done cussed me out. Well, it's like, well, no, I was just talking. We can't talk now. You done already pissed me off. No, I don't want to say shit. Or if I done had a long day at work already or whatever, then okay, I don't want to, if I want to talk about work, that's fine. But you think I want to hear something that's going to make me more stressed out than I am already? Like I was saying earlier, like, why do you want to add to stress? If I see somebody stressed out, I do what I can to help, and if I can't help, then I leave them alone till they get over it. I mean, this is simple shit. At least I think it's simple. But again, I think people just like being complicated. It gives people something to do. You know, it just gives people a reason to do shit, I guess. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, as much as complicated as life already is, and as crazy as shit is already going, why would you look for a reason to fuck some shit up? Oh, nigga, yeah, that little bitty bit right there, but of nothing, what it do? Nah, some NOS, nigga, high performance energy drink. Nigga, ain't nothing going on in here. Bunch of bullshit. What's up, man? How you been? Nice shirt. Not that shirt. Nice jacket there you got, man. I said, still a nice jacket. Nigga, crazy. The fuck you was at? What was you doing? Just roaming? Work today? Nah. Ah, shit. That motherfucker. Motherfuckers at my job, you got shift biz at your job? No? This is a motherfucker's shift biz, right? Every month or so, whatever. But it's based on seniority. So, you know, I ain't been there that long or whatever. Nigga, they changed my schedule like 3 times. About to get changed again because all motherfuckers keep switching their shit and it just gets, you know, you get thrown in shit sometimes. So they taking away like 2 more miles. I'm in like 25 hours now a week to take away. And they switch it away. Yeah, but I think if I post up there enough, like, it's going to, I'll get up there, you know? Like, but besides that, shit is crazy. Motherfuckers out here, man. No weed, no drink. Like I said, that nigga over here just crazy right now, man. Talking to these people about my issues, bro. But them motherfuckers always talk about I be complaining. But I'm not a complainer either. I don't complain. Like I said, I keep my mouth shut majority of the time. I'm real quiet. I'm real, like, I don't tell people shit. I mean, that's just how I get down. Usually on my phone a lot, writing music, things like that. But I definitely don't complain. But if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. But then when I tell you, then it may sound like I'm complaining, but again, you asked, so I don't know what the motherfucker is walking out the stadium. I don't look, but since you asked, then I'm not complaining. I mean, and when people always sound like I've been told that all you do is complain on your radio show. That's all you do is just sit up there and complain and blase this that or whatever. If it sounds like I'm complaining on this radio show, let me tell y'all now. I'm sorry and I apologize because I do not mean to sound like I'm complaining on a radio show. I'm just letting y'all know what's up, my life, and what I be going through and everything and what I be having to deal with. But when that's all said and done, then I'm like, I'm right back to the person that I was. Again, I be real with y'all. And I think people like to call it complaining because the shit that I do, like I said, the shit that I do here on the radio station, on the radio show, is shit that people want me to do in person with them. Crazy how many times people have told me, like, you know what I mean? You can always, like I said it before, you can always talk on the radio show, blah, say this, that, way, but you can't talk to me and this, you can't. Because, like I said, there's a purpose for me sitting here talking. Like today, fuck you Fridays. All talk, no music. I got to talk for 2 hours. So, I mean, what do you expect? But when I'm with somebody, when I'm dealing with somebody, when I'm chilling with somebody, like I said, a majority of the time I have to be quiet. Especially now. Like I said, maybe having a job fucked me up even worse. I'm around loud motherfuckers all day. I'm around loud shit all day. I'm around commotion. Even when I'm trying on my little breaks. When I go on breaks at work, I got to walk like outside and down a little somewhere or whatever. I found my little cut or whatever if I want to be quiet. Can't go in the break room because there's a lot of motherfuckers in there running their mouth and shit. You know what I mean? Can't go through the terminals and shit because there's just a lot of people out there running their mouth. No, kind of shit. I got to listen to fucking airplanes and, you know, baggage carousels and all this shit all fucking day already. So sometimes, yes, nigga just want to be, just want quiet. Don't say shit. Nothing. I actually like sometimes driving and just opening up the window and listening to the sounds of the city. You know, there's nothing wrong with silence, in my opinion. Sometimes. You ever have those people that can't, this is people feel as weird for me because I like to be quiet and I keep quiet a lot of time. I feel as weird that people can't handle quiet. You ever been around them people or dealt with people that can't handle silence? Oh, my God, it's quiet. Somebody say something. What the fuck somebody got to say something for? It's cool. I don't see what the issue is. And motherfuckers want to get on me again. Why don't you talk that much? Why do you talk so much? I mean, anything you want to bring to me or ask me, it could be translated right back. But nobody's asking you that. You doing you, right? That's how you are. That's how you feel. That's how you get down. That's fine. Do that. But this is just me at this point. Because as much as people expect shit from me, I expect shit from people too. But it's not nothing that I'm going to sit here and tell you what I expect. You know, I shouldn't have to do that. Motherfuckers should know how to act right. That's how I feel. Motherfuckers should know. If they don't know, then that's a personal problem. People have said that shit to me. Oh, you just don't get it. You just don't know. Well, I guess I don't. But it'd be the same argument I'd be having with people, too, at the same time. Because as much as people be talking about, like, I don't get it, you don't get it either. The difference between us is, again, you're upset majority of the time, or what you're upset about with me is the fact that I'm not confiding in you. That's your only real beef with me. That's the only real beef people have with me, communication. I don't get to talk to you. I barely get to see you. Baze, this, that, whatever. Whatever the excuse is, that's usually the number one reason. But then when they do interact with me, when they do talk to me or whatever, then they use that as it becomes something else. Then it makes me wonder, why am I even talking? Oh, you want to have a conversation? Okay, let's have a conversation, but this is what you're choosing to have a conversation about? This is where you're going with things. This is where we're at. And it's even worse too. And then you sit back and look how people interact with each other. Or people get mad at me about other people. You know what I mean? Like, you got an issue with me because of somebody else. Really? And it's one of those situations where it's like, if it wasn't for me, y'all wouldn't even know each other or deal with each other or anything anyway, right? So for the fact, don't use me to get mad at somebody else or to be mad at somebody else or get mad at me because I talk, like I said, I talk to a lot of people. I've dealt with a lot of people. I've been in a lot of situations. So, like I said, and again, You can't tell me who to talk to. I talk to who I want to. I don't tell people who they can't talk to. Shit, motherfuckers be talking to people in my face. I can't stand that shit sometimes. When I'm with somebody, my phone's not on, usually. If I'm not asleep already. Why? Because I don't like having conversations when I'm around other people's faces or when I'm in other people's space and shit like that. I can't stand when people do it around me. You know what I mean? I don't be wanting to hear people's mouths. And I don't want to hear you conversating with somebody else. Take your conversation elsewhere or I'm going to go elsewhere. Because, again, I feel that's fucking rude. Point blank, period. Simply how I feel. Wait, he said he was going? He admitted? It's just, I just don't know. But, like I said, it is frustration. It's not anger. You know, it's not, it's more of a, I don't know. What's the word? I don't want to accept it, but it's just something that, again, you have to deal with, at least that I have to deal with. Again, so much be going on, so there's so many twists and turns and so many ways that that I be wanting to do things. It's like I said, go back to problems for a second, right? Another, all kind of shit. Again, we already talked about the radio station, but again, let me put it this way. Nobody actually wants to help me either. But that's okay, too. Because I've gotten this far with very minimal. And like I said, those that have stuck around, those that have been here, those that are true with me or whatever, I've always been here. So that's just how it's going to be, and that's fine. Like I said, but there's nobody. People call me at the weirdest times over the weirdest things and ask for help. Because why? Because they know I'm that person that can actually come, that comes through in certain situations. Because I am reliable. You know, so, but I don't have the same thing. There's very few people I can actually hit up like, yo, I need this, I need whatever, that'll actually even try to do something for me if it came down to that. Everybody else is on that bullshit. Because they ain't showed it. Luckily, I don't ask. Like I said, I'm the type to just deal with it on my own by myself anyway. Because I don't believe that anybody genuinely wants to help. They can criticize. They can talk. They can tell me what they think, you know, all this or whatever. But nobody actually wants to do something. That's another thing that bothers me about that, too. You got so much to say about me and what I'm doing or what I'm not doing, bothering this, that, or whatever. But let me start pointing out shit about people. It's, like I said, who likes to get the finger pointed at them? Who likes that? I always want to point the finger at me. He did this. He did that. He didn't do that. Why aren't you doing this? You should be doing this. When are we going to do this? Why aren't you going, you know, all everybody. So, I just don't know, y'all. I just don't know. It's crazy. But, like I said, I can keep going on and on about this and that, but then I'll sound like I'm complaining. But it's not a complaint for me. Again, because when it comes down to me, what I got to do, what I'm going to have to focus on, what I'm going to have to go through, it's going to be the same. It's not going to be the same shit because, again, I'm striving to get to a better place. But I can't have anything. I can't have things fuck shit up. Because I do have goals. I do have ambitions. I do got places I'm trying to do. I do have places I'm trying to get to. But everything that I have had a hand in or everything that I'm involved in has a hold on it somewhere where I'm trying to get over that. And it takes time. And for me, my biggest issue, like I said, I give a fuck too much about others. But I was bred that way. it's so hard for me to say no depending on the situation. Because, again, I feel like I'm lying. If I can do something and I'm able to do it, then I'm going to do it 9 times out of 10. Why not? But nobody else sees it that way, you know? Or, like, again, people just... People always got something to say about me because, again, they see me how they want to see me except for seeing me how I am. And then people take how I am and think that, like I said, I don't want better or that I am a fucked up person. I have fucked up thoughts. But again, know what my heart is. Know where I'm really at with a lot of shit and people. They don't see that either. So it's just crazy trying to figure out what to do about that. Because again, I don't want to have to sit here and explain. I shouldn't have to give my life story. I shouldn't have to, you know, I don't feel I should have to confirm a whole lot of things. Like I said, I feel my actions confirm a lot by themselves. I feel the way I carry myself. I feel the way when I do talk, how I talk to people, what I do for people. I feel that these things speak for themselves. But I'm wrong, I guess. So, again, Now, am I set in my ways? I think I am. And that's another scary part. Because, again, that means I'm just going to... It's just, I've always said I'm probably going to end up alone because I just can't deal with the bullshit. And no matter how bright something is, there's always a shadow somewhere. So no matter how good things look, like I said, it gets shut down. That's the story of my life. No matter how good things get, shit happens that just like, nah, nigga, like, not come back down a little bit. Don't get too happy. Like, it's just how it is. So that's just where I'm at with a lot of things. I don't want to talk about the bad things because I want to focus on the good things. I don't want to talk about my thoughts because there are a lot of bad thoughts. You don't got something nice to say, you don't say it. You don't want to hear what I think about you and the shit that you be going through or whatever because, again, I wouldn't be going through the shit you're going through if I was you, but you don't want to hear that. And basically my advice that I get to people is, like I said, the same shit people get. Just you have a choice. Some people have better choices than others. But whatever your choice is, you have to stick by your decision. That's the most I get to tell people, and that's what all my advice really boils down to, is self-responsibility. You have to take responsibility for whatever you have either put yourself in, whatever you have gone through, or whatever is being done to you, because, like I said, nothing just happens just because. As much as I try to play that role and try to play that off like that, no. There's always a reason for something. I hate that analogy or whatever, but there is always a reason for something. And people personally are involved in it somehow. Nobody just fucks with somebody or does something just because. Really just out of nowhere, it doesn't happen, no. People got better things to do. Or people are too busy fucking with people that actually do matter. So let's not get shit twisted here. But when it comes to certain things, is you just got to realize where your line in the sand is, where you have to stay true to what you want to do, and again, what makes you happy. So when it comes down to me and other people, like I said, if I don't get how cussing and yelling, I'll tell people all the time, you yelling and screaming at me or talking, you know, I've got my two-finger quotation marks up, or talking or whatever, you doing that with me, is like, that's making you feel better. These interactions we're having, these are things, because I can think of other times where we have actually felt a whole lot better than this, but this is what you choose to do, right? So, like I said, people just don't make sense, but I guess I don't make sense, because this shit is supposed to be simple. This shit should be simple, right? But I guess the simplest way to not worry about something is to not deal with it. Then that's a real boring life. sometimes shit got to be boring, right? I mean, do I want to be bored or do I want to be unhappy? Because as far as the happiness goes, that doesn't seem to be working out too well. So it's either bored or unhappy, because either I'm going to be bored and not deal with nobody, or I'm going to deal with people and be unhappy, but I have to put on a front like I'm cool and everything like that just to deal with people. But I'm not I'm not the person to be fronting and everything right now. I'm trying not to do that. So I guess I'm just going to be bored. Or just have to see what happens. Because like I said, I ain't been in the garage in a while. And I'm chilling in the garage. I'm back in the garage. Maybe I need to get back to the roots of shit. Maybe I need to just dig down and just really be like, you know, I don't know. It's always a life full of questions. And then the questions always lead to more answers. And this is what I mean. People don't realize that I'm constantly thinking. This is why I smoke. This is why I write. This is why I do these shows. This is why I drink when I can or when I'm able to just sit and just get drunk. This is why I do these things, because I honestly think all the fucking time about something, someone, some situation, something, how I could better myself, how I can do this, how I can do that. Sometimes I just don't want to even think. In conversations take, you got to think. and sometimes you got to be fast on your feet. You know, it's we're dealing with certain conversations, you know, people run down like a whole list of questions to me. It'll be like 4, 5, 6 questions in the midst of 30, 45 seconds. And then people want to look at me like, oh, can I get some answers, please? Like, which one you want first? Or you know what I mean? Can I get some time to evaluate these and everything? Because, again, well, if I try to get people the quick answer, like, yo, okay, yeah, you're right. Oh, don't patronize me, da-da-da-da-da. Are you just trying to get me to be quiet? Okay, maybe, yeah, but that's what you want to hear, is that you're right. Because my opinion don't really matter. Because, again, if I tell you what I feel right now, it's going to perpetuate this situation. This situation is not good. I'm trying not to be stressed. I can't handle stress. I don't like stress. Stress is actually bad for me. So I'm going to try to think of a way to make this situation go away in the most least stressful way, without trying to be a liar or asshole or whatever, anything, but or just shutting the fuck up, which makes people even more pissed off, because then you're just going to ignore me, and like, oh my God, this shit is fucking irritating sometimes. Sometimes. So it's just about understanding. I do. They don't understand me, though. I think that's really what it boils down to. They don't understand me. And again, maybe it's just because I don't give them a chance. But again, at the same time, just because you don't understand something don't mean you have to fear it. Don't mean you have to be scared of it. Don't mean you have to be mad at it. There's a lot of shit I don't understand. Most shit these females do out here. Most shit a lot of people do. These niggas out here. There's a lot of shit, crazy shit out here going on. I don't understand none of this shit. But I can handle it. I can deal with it. I adjust if I see fit, but I'm not going to break. As nobody should. Nobody should. I don't want people to break from me. Because I don't make people make decisions. I don't make you have to break or do anything like that. You know, I don't make you. I support. If I'm dealing with you, I support you, who you are, what you do, your whole get down. There may be things I don't like, but I deal with those things. I deal with those things. But nobody else wants to deal. Nobody else wants to deal with my shit, because I guess it's just that much shit, huh? But, I don't know. Like I said, I've been trying to make shit as simple as possible, but it doesn't work out for people, I guess. Or like I said, the simpler I try to make things, the more complicated they seem to get, which leads me to believe either people just like to be complicated for the sake of being complicated, or because it makes them feel better or whatever, or just that I don't give enough of a fuck about shit in order to, I don't know, adapt. I mean, I adapt already. I don't know, to change my way of thinking or whatever, because the only way I can have these kind of conversations, or as if I get to a better place and become a better person, which is what I'm trying to do, and which is what I've been trying to do since I was a kid, and I've come a long way. But there's nothing worse than, you know, doing what you do and you're doing your best and everything, and then either not being recognized or people coming at you like you ain't doing shit, or it's just being unappreciated. And I've been all of the above this week. I've been all that to somebody this week. Somebody that felt some type of way about me. Every single person. All negative, all across the board. Like I said, I'm just the worst person in the world. But that's fine. Like I said, if you think you know me, you don't. Or maybe you do, but at the same time, you don't want to believe. Or you know me, but you're acting like you don't. So why are you acting brand new? I don't know. I don't think for people. Everybody's grown. Think what you want to. But one thing I do know, like I said, if I ever do get on, like and be on, like I said, a lot of people are gonna be really fucking pissed off at me. Then you're gonna see me show out and show, or just completely disappear. I guess we'll just have to see what happens at some point. You know, that's just where it at. That's just what it is. But like I said, I gotta get ready to get up out of here, y'all. I'm not gonna be talking all damn night. Like I said, I can't even get to my callers. I'm just on the phone, so I don't even know if anybody's calling in or not. So if you are out there calling in, I'm sorry. But again, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here for tonight. Thanks. So like I said, if you are out there listening, if you have been rolling with me so far, and again, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm going to try to find some weed to smoke. I need a bottle. Like I said, I even did this show not even under the influence. I'm having a fucking energy drink just to try to keep my energy up, you know, because like I said, I'm just so drained across the board in any shape, way, or form on top having to be at work all week. So we'll just, like I said, that's what it is right now. So, yeah, just make sure you tune in. What's it? Let's go through the line. Make sure you tune in on Sunday, Slap Sundays from 8 to 10. Playing none but the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. All right, then we got the Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday, All Music, No Talk, complete opposite of tonight. Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks, 8 to 10. You know how them niggas get down, so if you got something to say to them, call in. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, me, Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. That's the only show that's from 9 to 11, all right? And right back here next week, Fuck You Fridays, every Friday, 8 to 10. All shows are from 8 to 10. Make sure you send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And, again, like I said, do what you got to do. If it don't make you money or don't make you happy, don't fuck with it. Point blank, period. Get y'all later. I'm out.